everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode number 90. 90 beautiful weeks of us bringing you guys all of the hottest stories that Microsofties
are pinging each other about.
That's why we named the show Ping.
Oh, interesting.
See how that correlates? There was a lot of confusion when we first launched. Like, what does Ping mean?
I'm
like,
know.
What's wrong with you?
It's like golf clubs, right?
Hello.
No,
yeah.
It's actually where you email people.
That's right.
That's the tech ping.
Or you communicate with them. Any sort of conversation starter is a
right.
ping.
Right. Or if you just send like some random packets to a server and expect a response back within X number of milliseconds.
Yeah, but I don't use that meaning very often.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is week 90. And last week for week 89, I wasn't here.
Yeah, we had boys without foys.
Boys, how was that?
That was pretty good.
Was it fun?
It was incredibly fun to
was
film.
Was it fun?
No, it wasn't.
Was it fun?
We don't have.
Or did you miss me?
A little bit. Te HOD menos. Anyway, we had one commenter that said, this is Bashar Kokash, who said, I started to think that you will start a separate show, Boys Without Foys. You know, I don't know if we have enough following to do a spin-off of Boys Without Foys.
I think the full comment was like, he didn't want that to happen.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like, please make the Boys Without Foys. It was like, I hope you don't do that.
Oh, see.
That's how I read it.
Because I think the next comment was like, there's not enough bleached blonde hair.
Maybe that's true.
Maybe
there wasn't.
Is where you were getting
it was
that from.
There's definitely something missing from
but
last week's
let's
show.
Go back to the last one that that we filmed together, Ping 88.
Okay.
Which was a boy and a foy.
Yes.
IRB, very frequent commenter, said, yeah. Welcome back. I thought you were off for a job interview there, Paul.
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of like, you know, worried. And I was like, where would I possibly interview looking like a banker from Boston?
Right.
And then Windbag said, not where, but when, 1973. I was like, what, am I going to be interviewing to be Laura Foy's high school teacher? Like, is that?
That's funny, Paul.
I've been saving that for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I was like, why does he want to talk about the comments from the week before?
Because that was the last show.
There
you
go. That was good times.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Are we going to get this show started?
Yes. Let's get the show started.
Okay.
All right, Paul. So in Windows Phone news, something I like to stay on top of, you know, there was a bit of a controversy a while back surrounding the Chevron WP7 app.
Yes.
And what they referred to as jailbreakers.
Right.
Do you know what a jailbreaker is, other than your family members?
Right. Aside from the family members that have repeatedly broken out of federal penitentiaries mm-hmm. over and over again.
Right.
Aside from that, and the TV show that I've never watched.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah. Maybe it was Prison Break.
It must not be reality. Prison Break!
Yes.
That I heard of.
Notice how there was like no matching there until it was like explicit.
Didn't put it together.
So anyway, Chevron WP7 jailbreaking, yes. Like where other people in the community aside from the official manufacturers embed some type of OS to get around all these different things.
Right, sort of like hacking the phone,
right.
You know, one would say.
Mm-hmm.
Which originally when this came out, when people found out that they were doing it to Windows Phone, there was some like, hey, maybe don't do that reaction.
Right, right. Yeah. So, I mean, most phone manufacturers and the people that right. build the OS, they're like, you know, this is actually,
that.
You know, violating all these different
There was actually a legal case that went to court where another phone operator tried to sue somebody who
yep.
had jailbroken their phone and lost because
right.
The court said, no, this is legal. Anyway, regardless, we at Microsoft have decided to embrace these hackers, and not only did they offer up some free t-shirts that say, I was the first to jailbreak Windows Phone 7 and all I got
was
this
lousy
t-shirt. But Brandon Watson from the developer community, who is a good friend of ours, and you guys should be familiar with him, he's been on Channel 9, he sent the guy a free phone.
I know.
That's awesome!
That's pretty sweet. I haven't jailbroken a phone. I haven't even written an app for the phone yet. I feel kind of lazy on the weekends.
You really are.
I've been playing too much Halo Reach.
It takes about 10 minutes
yeah.
to do an app. I mean, from my personal experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should do like a time-lapse footage
yeah.
of you
or
writing an app.
Or we could do app off.
Ooh.
And like you and I like code and we see.
Is that like a face-off type thing?
Yeah, except better.
Yeah, no,
better.
No John Travolta or...
No, none of that. Anyway, the moral of the story here
yes.
is that I really think it's awesome that we, Microsoft, are sort of embracing these rebel developers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I think that there was, you know, some belief out there that Microsoft isn't that cool. But I feel that, like, what's cooler than taking the bad kids and bringing them onto your side?
I know.
That's cool. That's way cooler than just, like, you know,
and it's
some
not,
white strings.
Yeah, and it's not about the lousy t-shirt. I mean, that's not really a lousy t-shirt. Most of the hackers out there in the community should just feel honored that somebody other than their mother is buying them clothes.
You would know.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you would.
Yes, I would.
And I think we, Microsoft also invited a couple of the more influential hackers out there to come and meet with us and say, how can we work together? Like, what can we build? And how can we, you know, make hardware and operating systems that are happy for you and yet still, you know, mutually beneficial for all of us?
Yeah, it's like, how can we make our platform better so that Microsoft and all the users that use it without jailbreaking the phone can be better, as well as how can those things also benefit this other community. So I think this is a great way to react to people wanting to use the hardware that we provide, but kind of sideswipe it with some different software. So I'll be really
interested.
Yeah, and
like I said, I really think it ups our cool factor.
For sure.
I think it's cool, because bad kids, cool.
Okay. Mean girls, not so cool.
Oh, cool.
All right, Niners, as many of you know, we've from time to time talked about the different commercials that come out about different Microsoft products.
Yeah, some good, some bad.
Some good, some bad. And I think we're taking a progressive step up in the hit ratio that we have for good commercials compared to bad. There was one that was recently released that describes a flash mob that can happen using...
Have you ever taken part in a flash mob?
Not the mob part. Maybe the flashing part.
But, I believe it.
Yeah?
I believe it.
Yeah?
We'll have to get the cameras out next time.
Yeah, we'll need an incredible zoom, that's for sure.
Okay.
Wait, that was your joke. How did I read that one?
Hey!
Zing! Anyway, there was this commercial made and filmed out here in Seattle in December where it followed a choreographer. What was his name? It was Bosny. Bobby Bosny.
Mm-hmm.
And he, or Bobby Bonsi, there we go, my dyslexia.
Oh, okay, because Bobby Bosny, it wasn't clicking with me, but I know Bonsi's work well.
Exactly, yeah. And they go from all these different very popular locations, like the Century Ballroom and Pioneer Square, and they show this guy in the early morning choreographing a dance, and then, like, using Twitter and all these different social media things to get all of his followers to say, okay, we're going to flash mob Pioneer Square at this time. Let's go out and practice.
Right, but the key here is it's all done using Microsoft products. So he uses, you know, he uploads things using SkyDrive, and he goes from his Windows Phone, and then he hits his friends up on Windows Live, and it's
and
all
they have a Kinect in there. And...
Yeah, exactly. So it sort of shows how you can get creative with all our products and how they're all integrated with each other to provide this seamless experience. So pretty cool. I've actually tried to find flash mobs because I think it would be so fun. Be a part of such a thing. How do you know when they happen?
I don't know.
How does that work?
There are
no one ever invites me.
there are websites out there where you can like become like a follower and you can become an agent. And
did you see when that flash mob was on Oprah? And like the thousands of people started like dancing in symmetry to the Black Eyed Peas?
No, I haven't watched Oprah.
It was really good. Did you know that Oprah just found her long lost half sister? Different story altogether.
Oh, that is.
That's true. I'll put it on SkyDrive and I'll send it to you with my Windows Phone.
Yeah. So
the
final performance for this wasn't on Oprah. It was in Pioneer Square. And I was kind of surprised that the Seattle Police Department didn't like try and arrest them for like public drunkenness. Like they were out there with an umbrella on like the one sunny day in December.
Well, I think they're probably used to it's Pioneer Square. There's a lot of drunks down there. You've been there at night, Paul?
Yeah.
Don't go.
Go. I'll try not to. Though the Comedy Underground is down there, so maybe I'll try out some jokes at some point.
Bring a bodyguard. That's all I'm saying.
And an umbrella.
But we approve of the ad.
And a flash mob.
Exactly.
And a Windows Phone 7.
All right, Paul. As you know, and as everyone should know, the Super Bowl is coming up. Yay. Jets, unfortunately, were knocked out last week by the Pittsburgh Steelers, but that's all right. I will get over it. Anyway, there's more to the story. Essentially, what you need to watch out for, if you want to get your training on and you really want to, like, ramp up your knowledge of key quarterbacks who've brought their team to the Super Bowl, such as Aaron Rodgers will do because the Green Bay Packers will win.
What about Namath?
That's right. That's right. With this new joining of Bing and ESPN, you can learn all about Joe Namath and why he was awesome.
Yeah?
That's right. So what's going on is ESPN has joined up with Bing, and they've created this website called ESPN. It's I am a world champion. And you go on there, and it's got all of these full, complete histories and interviews with some of the, I think there's 28 of the more incredible quarterbacks who've led their team to Super Bowl throughout the years. Joe Namath from the New York Jets, 1969, obviously being one of them.
He was a Jets guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was some guy that had like an autistic child and made a cereal for him. Oh, no, that was Doug Flutie. Flutie Flakes, sorry.
No. Okay. Jets, Namath.
I know very little trivia, and I gotta bring it up at the right time.
You know very little about football, and yes. That's why you need to go to I Am a World Champion.
Are you going
to
send me to the Super Bowl?
Powered by ESPN and
Bing. Is Channel 9 going to send me
no,
to the Super Bowl?
No, but you know what? Bing and ESPN will be at the Super Bowl doing a live event with a panel of all the quarterbacks. So they'll be there, and that'll be broadcast on ESPN. And then for weeks from now coming forward on SportsCenter, there'll be special segments with this Bing and ESPN merger.
And the panel is going to talk about key decisions that they had made in their life
career. That's right,
because
Bing is the decision engine.
Yes. Do you think Bing will help me decide whether or not I should pay for cable to watch
these
live events?
You know what? Somehow, what I thought was going to be a really awesome story about football, you've managed to have nothing to do with football.
Right. That's because we're on Channel 9. This is a developer and tech enthusiast channel.
I'm so disappointed with how that went down.
Well, now that the Jets aren't playing anymore, I guess I can start learning more about this.
Just
so we can make fun of it.
Let's talk about coding.
Okay. All right, Laura. So as you know, I go to Shanghai, China quite a bit for business.
People love it when you brag, Paul. It's a really good way to make friends.
I'm going to Shanghai.
And then afterwards, I drive my Mercedes down to Stanford.
Not
really. Tell me more.
No, I would drive, someone else's Lexus to Stanford to go visit Max. anyway, I have gone to Shanghai. As part of my Shanghai 101 training, I had to go to this thing called KTV, which apparently is a karaoke room that people can sing karaoke
in. So you had to go do karaoke as part of your job? And you make fun of my job?
Yeah. Well, someone gets to go to Barcelona and go film a bunch of cool stuff and go to Vegas to do some special thing that we'll talk about later, maybe in the closing.
So what about KTV and karaoke days?
So China is really into karaoke. And,
yes, I know that.
What Microsoft has done is we've released these apps, like this one for Kinect, where people can learn how to speak English by essentially having a karaoke thing go across the bottom where they can read a sentence and have a sentence read to them by a digital mouth model. So what's really cool about this is people that were formerly hand models can now be a mouth model. Yeah, let's not get into any type of inappropriate
comments at all. I know that, though. And apparently there was an American Idol type of an audition process in China to become the mouth model. So just let's clarify here. So you've got a digital person on your screen who's going to lip sync the words, because it's digital, it doesn't actually read.
Well, no,
it's the sounds.
Right, it says it out loud in that person's voice with that person's mouth movements.
Right.
And there's 10 million different sentences that this thing has.
Right, so there's no way they could have somebody sit there and read everything.
Right, they can't read 10 million things. Like, I can't even finish all the Harry Potter books.
I don't even like to read the back of the cereal box.
Yeah, so it's actually a pretty fascinating way that they have like a 5-hour process to video record your mouth and the different sounds that you make and line all that stuff up.
Some,
and then
like,
they can
really
synthesize
detailed motion tracking,
right, then they can synthesize that into having you as like a digital model be put into the corner of the screen as they read things at the bottom.
So basically the Kinect in China is helping Chinese people learn how to speak English.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
And so the next
English.
No, we're not going to say that.
Okay.
Sissy Wong, she will be the next Bing Dictionary's mouth model.
Nice. So, well, congratulations to her.
Yes. So congratulations to her and her dog that had 1.8 million views on Q6, which is like the YouTube over in China.
And her dog?
Yeah, she and her dog, like, in the
she
modeling
She put her dog
search.
Into her mouth model audition video?
Yeah, and they made dinner together, and they got 1.8 million views. So
nice.
It just goes to show that Q6 is even more worthless than YouTube is here. And everybody loves it.
But it's a great app.
Yes.
All right, Paul, we're out of time, but we've got a lot of business to take care of.
Business,
some show business that we need people's help with. One, in case you haven't noticed, we're running out of backgrounds, animated backgrounds, to put in the green screen behind us. So if you could send some videos. We had 1 week. Somebody sent us some really fun videos.
From over in Rhode Island,
preferably something that loops smoothly. And we'll obviously give you a shout out. Maybe send you a shirt and a nine guy. That would be awesome. Another mode of business is, I just want to quick comment on this article about what Facebook learned from Microsoft. And what they learned was to really, really embrace the developer community.
That's right.
And that's right. And so I thought that you guys would like to hear that because that's cool.
Yeah, there's actually a book out there. It's called The Facebook Effect. It was one of the top 10 business books of 2010.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, the end got slow, but...
It didn't, but...
No, it was a nail-biter all throughout.
I thought it was pretty impressive that that Mark Zuckerberg was like, you know, I really want to learn about platforms, and one of his friends was like, oh, well, you should talk to Bill Gates, like, jokingly saying that.
Right.
And then, like, a couple weeks later, Mark Zuckerberg came back, and he was like, oh, yeah, so I talked to him, and his friend's like, who? And he's like, Bill Gates. And it was just an impressive moment that this guy in his early 20s.
I just thought that, like, I didn't know other people besides, like, me and you had that kind of access.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So where's the Channel 9 for Facebook is what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Like, they need to build a Channel 9.
Oh, they do. They do. There is a Channel 9 for the Windows Phone app.
Yeah.
So we have a few things. And then last, before we send you on your merry way, is just this week we launched the first annual 90 Awards, which is a People's Choice Awards that the winners will be announced at MIX this year, MIX 2011. And there's a ton of different categories. And if you click the link right here, you can go to the voting page and vote. And it's really important that everyone, you click, you vote, you get your voice heard, and get your favorites up there on stage to win really cool trophies. And if actually there's some categories that Niners are nominated as the winners.
Yeah.
So you're not like, just voting like for us, you're voting for things that have nothing to do with Microsoft, like community members. It's really, really thorough in terms of your selection of options. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I think there were some really brilliant people behind the creation of this idea.
I do. I agree with that. So definitely click and vote for the 90s and stay tuned for the winners, which will be announced at MIX 2011. Is there anything else, Paul?
Make sure to follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter, at Elfoy.
And at Paul Mest. And look us up on Facebook. And please, you know, send us your emails, any interesting tidbits you'd like us to cover, ping@microsoft.com.
ping@microsoft.com. And if Ping happens to be a nominee, just go ahead and vote for that.
Yes.
I'm just saying, if you want, no pressure.
Definitely.
Bye-bye.